The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening or afternoon. I guess it depends on where you are in the world today. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Just going to be me and you tonight. Like I said, tomorrow night we're going to have Reed Hendricks and we're going to have Sean Maloney. But that's tomorrow night. Tonight's just going to be me and you. And kicking it off. Kicking it off. One of the things that the various law enforcement agencies like to do, primarily in a Democratic stronghold, is they like to do something they call a gun buyback, which is a grammatical aberration. In order to buy something back, you would have had to have sold it to them in the first place. Now, in Chicago, where they've already had 1,000 shootings, they've already had 1,000 shootings, and they're on track to beat last year's record, but they... You know, they're throwing good money at a bad idea to try to end their violent gun crime. Besides the fact, of course, of, maybe actually going and cracking down on the criminals. So rather than going after criminals committing the gun crimes, they're appealing to citizens to turn in their unused and wanted firearms. And more than 250 guns were turned into Chicago police at St. Sabina Church on Saturday. They say the gun buyback may have taken hundreds of guns off the street, but they admit they aren't the ones causing the problems. Which is sort of a waste of time, isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, if a man portable weapon is somewhere where it's safely secured, and the man that owns it is a law-abiding citizen, is it dangerous? Now, even though they admit that they're not actually approaching or making a scratch on the surface, the police superintendent said that with over 1,000 shootings already this year, gun buybacks are a step toward battling the city's gun violence. It can't be both. So WGN reported, we've gotten a number of different types of long guns, shotguns, rifles, handguns, 38s, 22s, and a wide variety of weapons were brought in today, according to Eric Washington, deputy chief of the community policing program. If that weapon is in a home and it's burglarized, it's one of the first things going out. Like I said, it's going to end up back on the street in somebody else's hands and potentially end up killing some kid, a resident of the city of Chicago. Do you see all the what-if game that we're playing here? I mean, there's a lot of what-if there. If it's in a home, and if the home is burglarized, and then it's, you know, that's going to be one of the things they steal, then it might end up in the wrong hands, and then it might end up being used in a crime, and it might end up killing some kid. Although, you know, evidence bears out that some of those kids aren't really kids, they're gangbangers. You know, just because, they're young doesn't mean that they're not gangbangers. So, this is why resident Pam Carpenter came to San Sabina Catholic Church. I'm here training in a rifle just to get it out of the house. I have a young nephew that we don't want to be around it. The thing about a gun is your constitutional right to have it, but the ones who shouldn't have it should be in this program and turned in. This is coming from Saul Dandria, who lives in Oakland Park. Dandria said he didn't want an old family heirloom to get stolen, so he brought it in. I brought a pistol, but I felt it was safer than that it be destroyed. Father Michael Flegger, a waste of collars. The pastor at St. Sabina has been working for years to help curtail violence in the city and also, along the way, help curtail civilian gun ownership. And he expressed disappointment and outrage at crime statistics that show so far this year Chicago has had more people shot than New York and L.A. combined. And here's the problem. See, it's the problem here is not the criminals of Chicago. Oh, no. He says, we've got to deal in America with this love affair of guns. Somehow we think guns make us safer when every statistic is saying it doesn't. We've had 1,030 people shot in Chicago, but this is absolutely outrageous. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he knows many of the people who come to the gun buybacks aren't the ones causing problems. But he says he has a message for the criminals, too. To those individuals, either turn your lives around or we're going to bring everything we have at our disposal to come and get them. Now, in return for these weapons, the individuals were given gift cards worth $100 without police asking any questions as to how they came in possession of the weapons turned in. So, not only are we fanning the flames of our hoplophobic, pathetic fantasies about guns being the problem and not people, but we're also getting a $100 gift certificate. I have said this many times, if I were going to be a hitman, if I were going to be a serial killer with a gun, whatever I was going to be, I would be one of these guys that operates in an area where they have gun buybacks. And they say, go ahead and turn in your guns. No questions asked. Think of Son of Sam. Think of, what if he had been around one of those things? He would never have been caught. For all we know, Zodiac did that. Zodiac was a shooter back in California back in the day. He was a shooter. He never got caught. Maybe he was giving his gun into a gun buyback. No questions asked, Mr. Masked Man. You go ahead on with your big bad self, okay? You look awful menacing, but without that gun, you look almost cuddly. $100. So they're getting rid of what could potentially be crime guns. No questions asked. Okay, thanks, kids. Hey, how come that tattoo on your shoulder says Bloods? Hey, what's a 401 Crip? But, hey, don't worry, we're getting guns off the streets because, that's the problem. It's the guns. They do all the wrong. Nobody's driving them. Nobody's driving them. When I think about these guys, when I think about how do you figure this thought process is going to work? When you have a gun buyback and you have a kindly grandmother who's, her husband passed away, and she's got two pieces of a double-barreled shotgun that used to go together, but, they've been shot so many times they just don't quite go together anymore. And she knows she can get $100 and take her grandchildren and her children out to lunch on Sunday. She's going to go turn in that gun, she's going to get her $100, and she's going to give her family a lovely lunch. And in the meantime, the cops, who have crime exploding around them, are going to say, well, we're doing something positive for the community. We're doing something that makes a difference. And listen, bad boys, we'll bring everything at our disposal to make sure that you get your comeuppance. Uh-huh. You got to go where the crime is. They already have social media triangulation in place where they can figure out where these guys are. They know where these guys are. They don't need to be standing at a church saying, we're fighting crime. They need to go down to where the crime is and fight the crime. If you want to fight the crime, go fight where the crime is, where the food is. Oh, Chicago. The home of the Bears. How can the home of the Chicago Bears be such a namby-pamby LEO? We'll be right back.
looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, this has long been a problem. Somebody recognized it, and they're doing something about it. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, I think it is. Yeah. I'll get it right. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. A lot of times where you're going to have a secured area, okay, and when you think of a secured area, think of a courthouse, after security check-in at an airport, places like that. These are places where we know there's no guns. Now, and we should expect those places to be a gun-free zone to a certain degree. However, in the moments where, you know, it's a static location, this is not something, you know, something like that is a, it's understandable that they are that way, but everything around them doesn't necessarily have to be gun-free in order for them to be secure. But a lot of times the gun grabbers will put gun-free zone signs wherever they can stick them in the hopes that nobody asks, is this really a gun-free zone? It's a parking lot. And hope that that's what happens. And in Alabama, well, the Attorney General has looked at a few things, and he started pulling some signs down that have been sitting out there. Now, around the Birmingham airport, it's now okay to carry a gun as long as it's outside of the secure area. But there used to be signs that prohibited firearms outside the secure areas at the Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. And the Alabama Attorney General requested they be pulled down. His name is Luther Strange. He released a statement that says that at his office's request, the Birmingham Airport, the Montgomery Regional Airport, and the Parnell Memorial Library in Montevallo have all removed signs that ban firearms in certain areas. He stated that his office had received formal complaints about the signs, and his office worked with the two airports and the library to achieve compliance with state laws regarding where firearms can be worn. This was among a series of 24 statements that the Attorney General has issued since July the 29th, 2015, regarding complaints that his office has received about no firearm signs posted by government agencies in public places where firearms should be allowed. The AG's office reviewed a complaint that the Shuttlesworth International Airport failed to comply with Alabama law because it prohibited firearms outside of secured areas of the airport. After he communicated with them, the signs prohibiting firearms outside of secured areas were removed. Because the signs are removed, he has determined that no further action is required. Yeah, there is. You're going to have to constantly watch these guys because they will constantly be out there doing this kind of thing. Constantly trying it. Sort of like the Ferguson effect. The Ferguson effect is real. It's definitely real. This coming from the Force Science Institute. Nearly half of patrol officers surveyed nationally say they have cut back on traffic and pedestrian stops, confirming that a suspected Ferguson effect is significantly affecting proactive policing. Recent poll was designed and conducted by certified Force Science analyst David Blake, a retired 16-year police veteran with a master's degree in psychology, who heads an independent law enforcement consulting and training firm. Through an online Survey Monkey questionnaire, he gathered responses from a cross-section of nearly 500 frontline sworn personnel, many of them encouraged to participate by their departments. These anonymous respondents, ranging in age from 21 to 65, have between less than 5 to 30 years on the job. Is 30 years considered a rookie? He reports, they work for small suburban, at least no more than 25 officers, to large metropolitan departments, 3,000 plus across the nation. Excuse me. He intends to submit a full report of these findings for publication in a professional journal. Of over 97% of these guys said they believe that proactive policing decreases crime. But they also said that amidst the highly charged atmosphere that surrounds LE now today, 49% said they've cut out the proactive traffic stop by between 5 and 10 a month. 47% said they've reduced proactive pedestrian stops by the same amount. I have no idea what a pedestrian stop is, by the way. I guess, is stop and frisk, something right there. Nearly 60% of those surveyed say that they have slowed down and stopped proactive policing due to media influence. And the vast majority, 94%, believe the media are somewhat or completely biased toward a negative representation of law enforcement. Unless one of them dies, and then they're out in force. They're right beside the guys playing the bagpipes and marching in the band. But then as soon as that's over with, they're out there again. And if somebody has to shoot a bad guy. And listen, if you're going to be a bad guy and you pull a gun on a cop, or you pull, and we'll talk about the toy gun thing here in a minute. If you pull a toy gun on a cop, you're going to get popped. You're going to get perforated. That's an occupational hazard. Now, 36% of them blamed their retreat on low citizen support. 46% reported having a negative or increasingly negative relationship with their community. And 47% cited negative executive level influence for their slowdown. Half felt that the leadership response to current trends has left them somewhat unsupported. Nearly 40% said management had increased discipline against officers. Nearly 63% said management had created more restrictive policies. It's no fun to be a cop now. No fun to be a cop. I don't know that it ever was, though. But the Ferguson effect is real. It is real. You can see it in these, you can see it in Baltimore. You can see it in Chicago. I'm sure they're feeling the Ferguson effect in Chicago. And crime is popping. You can see it. The only place I have, and I may be wrong about this, but since James Craig came out and said, go ahead and carry a gun because my people can't get to you in time in Detroit. I don't know where crime is in Detroit right now. I should know, but I don't. I'll have to call Ector and see what he has to say about this. Law enforcement is feeling a pinch right now. They don't feel too good about what they do for a living. So bear that in mind when you're out about doing your day. It's back to law enforcement. You'll know when it's time not to. It'll be very apparent, if you understand what I'm saying. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station,
U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I got a question. Why isn't Paul Ryan pushing this out there with all the fanfare available to the Speaker of the House? Why is it that whenever somebody gets out there, and they do actually execute this from time to time, they get out there and they try to do something proactive for a civil right, nobody gives it any time, any press. So it is with H.R. 4980, the Firearm Due Process Protection Act. This is meant to ensure that eligible firearms purchasers are not arbitrarily denied their right to obtain a gun. This could be applied to the veterans. This could be applied to the people on Social Security. The act would afford those who are denied a firearm purchase by the National Instant Criminal Background Check System an effective and expeditious means of correcting any misinformation that would erroneously cause such a result. I'm sure Teddy Kennedy would have liked to have had this when he was on the no-fly list. Now, back in January, I talked about this. The FBI had temporarily suspended work on processing appeals of denials issued by the NICS. The backlog of pending appeals at the time stood at 7,100. Noted also at that time, and the FBI data from 2014 showed that some 5% of the denials rendered by the NICS that year were later overturned on appeal, meaning 4,411 people who had initially been erroneously denied were later able to vindicate their rights. But not every person who's wrongfully denied will necessarily wade through the considerable bureaucratic nonsense to challenge that decision. And the FBI's figures count only for the NICS checks processed directly by the FBI and not by the 21 states that handle some or all of the firearm purchase background checks of their jurisdictions. So the actual number of wrongful denials is probably very much higher. Current law doesn't allow for an appeal process. I don't know of any other thing like that where you get turned down for something that is a right. And there's no process for you to look at this and say, well, do I get my say in this? Do I get to talk about that? Current law does not establish deadlines for action on appeals or provide consequences for the FBI failure to act on them. This is the whole thing. You know, with the kid in Charleston who shut up the church, the reason there's a 3-day limit on the FBI not coming back and giving an answer up or down on a background check is because that's enough time. If you tell them, well, you have 10 days, they'll take 10 days. If you tell them that you've got as long as it takes, they'll never get back to you. That's just the nature of the beast. This kind of thing, this rapid appeal, this having the due process, your day in court sort of, maybe you can get a turnaround on this. But what it all boils down to is this is a tool in the toolkit to push back against a decision that could stretch for several months to more than a year. This is coming. What's this guy's name? What is his name? Tom Emmers, Republican. He's introduced this bill. And his bill would address these problems in several ways. It would require the government to make a final determination on an appeal within 60 days. After it received information in support of the claim. They need to have limits. They need to be told, we need to know the answer to this question by this date. They don't need to be told, well, take a look at it. If the matter is not resolved within this time frame, the individual would have the right to bring an action in federal court for a declaratory judgment on the person's eligibility to receive and possess a firearm. A hearing would have to be held within 30 days. So now we're at 90 days, right? After that action is brought. If the government cannot establish the individual's ineligibility at the hearing, the court would be required to issue an order for the government to correct or remove the erroneous records of NICS within 5 business days and to award the individual attorney's fees and costs for the action. Now, this is a good bill in that what it's setting up, okay? All of these little lists that they keep, the no-fly list, the terrorist watch list, all of these other things, this sets all of those lists up in a way to where unless they actually prove you're a terrorist or you need watching or you shouldn't be able to buy a gun, they've got to, one, they got to show why, and two, they've got to justify it, and three, if they can't, then guess what? You're loose. You are loose. Due process is a fundamental pillar of the American constitutional system, and Representative Amber's bill is not to weaken NICS, but to ensure that it functions as intended. NICS is intended to block prohibited individuals, not those who are misidentified or the victim of another bureaucratic mistake. When he introduced the bill, he said 2 months is a reasonable amount of time to run a background check and correct false information. After all, citizens must always have recourse when denied a fundamental right. We'll see where it goes. They're not going to want to give up that leverage. Believe me. I don't know who the cabal, you know, do the Illuminati meet and pick out who's on the no-fly list? Who is this mysterious group of people that get together and say, you can't fly, you can't fly, you can't fly? Who are they? I don't know. I don't know, but I do know this. I do know that Everybody deserves their day in court. Everybody deserves their day in court. The government, because they're the federal government, should not be allowed to just keep on going through infinity without having to answer for their actions. Now, the most, the biggest check that I've seen against that here lately has been the Bundy Ranch. Now, after, you know, what happened in Burns, Oregon, by the Bundys, that was sort of stupid. But the Bundy Ranch was a perfect example of a check of the government out of control. It was a needed check of the government being out of control. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It would have been bad. It would have been really bad down there. There were certain tactical groups that I know about that took all their stuff. And they were there. And they didn't bother anybody, and they weren't bothering anybody. And if something had happened, something bad had gone sideways, well, they would have been in the middle of it. And they were dressed for success. They were ready to, you know, they were going to be a sharp-dressed man. So, government needs checks, and it needs more checks than it needs balances. I couldn't care if they ever have balance. I just want to be able to put a good body check on them. When they need it, they deny somebody their rights by this law. They've got to prove why, as they should. The preponderance of the burden of proof is going to lay with them, just like it does in any criminal case, because what they're basically saying is that you are prohibited, thus a criminal or a less than desirable person. They got to prove that. They got to put the money where their mouth is. Good for you, Representative Emmers. I like it. Representative Ryan, you are a... No, that's all right. I'm not going to hit the switch. We'll be right back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I've talked about a couple of, gun buybacks, signs, bills to protect gun rights and everything. You know, sort of the kind of thing that I do so you don't have to. But now we're going to go somewhere that is near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk a little counterterrorism. The French and U.S. government talked about terrorism this month. And again, the proposal is to disarm me and you. They said the government would protect citizens from terrorists sooner or later. Have you ever seen a picture of that theater in France where they had the concert? It reminds me, I've seen film of below the World Trade Center with all the jumpers. And it reminds me, except for the, you know, the state of the bodies, just the way everybody sprawled and just how many people are there. In a small area. It reminds me of that. Now, we know that waiting on your friend the government to get there to help you out is going to cause a body count that's going to escalate. We've also seen how armed citizens succeed in stop mass murder again and again. And unfortunately, the government officials are blind to the need for armed citizens. Surely, the approved, you know, the authority that everybody knows of, the ones in the uniform, the ones paid for with tax money, they're the one, that's the way to go. Armed citizens are outside the politically correct list of big government solutions. This means we're on our own. We will have to solve this problem without their help. Now, the French interior minister spoke this week. He said the ministry had learned important lessons. They now understood that the recent violent Muslim attacks in both Paris and Brussels, after much discussion, they now guaranteed that police and military anti-terrorism units would respond to any terrorist attack, hold on to your hats, in 20 minutes or less. Do not worry about it. Somebody there is screaming, Allahu Akbar, and he's got, it looks like he's got like a you know, like a doorbell on a stick in his hand with a bunch of wires running to his chest, that's probably just a Walkman. Now, the civilians, when they cross the paths of these would-be, you know, they let's see, it's, you know, they're looking for the virgins. They're looking for the virgin merchants. When they come upon the virgin seekers, they're going to have seconds to make some sort of decision. They may not have that long, and yet the French interior ministers are promising help in 20 minutes. 20 minutes is a very long time in an armed fight, especially when only one side is armed. When you're just there saying, okay, it'll be my turn sooner or later, and I'll get shot and killed, and then I won't be afraid no more. That's what it's like. 20 minutes is long enough for a terrorist group to take hostages and take control of a concert hall again. 20 minutes gives terrorists time to plant bombs in a soccer stadium or a major hotel again. A few Muslim terrorists could kill hundreds of people in an airport in 20 minutes again. So it seems the French interior minister didn't learn those lessons at all. On the other hand, for the French people, it's becoming painfully clear. The death of French citizens is politically acceptable, no matter how many are killed. That's a bitter pill to swallow. But, you know, I'm a little shocked at his indifference to dead French civilians. But please consider this next news story before you feel superior as a, you know, part an American. Senior U.S. military leaders spoke earlier this month. They said that U.S. troops should stay disarmed on U.S. bases. Our soldiers should call for help when they're attacked. We've had Muslims murder U.S. servicemen at Fort Hood and recruiting centers in Chattanooga. Waiting for help to arrive left many servicemen dead. We know exactly how well that solution works. What's that? An active shooter? Somebody get on the phone. Hurry up. I got lunch. You shouldn't be killed on a military post in garrison when you're not in combat. That was when I was in the military. I never worried about that. The only thing I ever worried about was one of these, you know, and I don't mean to, everybody starts somewhere in the enlisted ranks, but seems like every time I ever got pulled over by a MP, he would be a private, E2. I was always, you know, I was a sergeant. He thought he was Sonny Crockett. But that's okay. It's very clear that senior U.S. military leaders that are not soldiers anymore, but rather politicians, politically correct politicians, will allow soldiers to be killed and wounded again. As with French citizens, dead soldiers are viewed as acceptable domestic casualties so that the senior governmental officials can serve their political masters. And it makes me sick that the United States military and the leaders of the United States military and the planners of the United States military have become such politically correct punks, such politically correct sheeple. I actually feel better about the French interior minister. They were going around kicking in doors and shutting down mosques and taking weapons and kicking the fourth point of contact and taking names. But in both countries, the central government asks innocent civilians to wait and die. Sooner or later, the government forces will be here. Almost anything is a better solution than that. Almost anything is a better solution to protect our troops. So both governments disarm innocent citizens and they leave them as vulnerable targets. Presenting disarmed citizens as bait for terrorists is a really bad idea. Almost any other solution would invite fewer terrorist attacks. Do you think, I mean, after Garland, Texas, when those two jihadis rode up in there, and they were homegrown jihadis now, don't make any, they didn't come from some far-flung place, but when they rode up, and these boys were kitted up, too, they were kitted up and ready to rock, and then they were killed by a traffic cop in about 25 seconds. Do you think that for a moment, when everybody was looking at that some of the jihadis were thinking, well, maybe that's not the place to go. Garland, Texas. Okay, well, that's one place for us not to go. In most of the United States, as in Switzerland and Israel, armed citizens are the distributed defense that is almost always at the scene of a mass public violence when it unfolds. And we've seen armed civilians stop that. It doesn't become mass violence because they kill the guy before he gets to that point. And this solution is like a bad taste to government. Armed citizens don't increase government funding. There isn't a government bureau of the armed civilian with a multi-billion dollar budget and huge contracts with political kickbacks. Instead, the interior ministers and the military leaders stay stuck on stupid with their politically correct ideas. Heads in the sand, you know what's up in the air. The politically correct box is such a dangerous place to live. Now, what's outside the box? The French could invite a U.S. pizza restaurant chain to offer guns as an option with their pizza deliveries. That way the guns and ammo would arrive in 15 minutes or less, or the guns and pizza are free. For an international flavor, the French could allow Amazon drones to deliver handguns directly to the disarmed French citizens who need them. They might drop the delivery charges if they're on Amazon Prime. But we'll get more of the political status quo. In 2015, there were more victims of terrorism in France than in the entirety of Obama's 7 years prior to that in the United States in 1 year. Some of these guys were disarmed, you know, unarmed cops. And I want to say bravely, running to where they heard the trouble and then getting killed for their trouble. So, you know. But boils down to this. We're asking an elephant to dance. And you know what? That elephant can't dance. It can't dance at all. So shame on us for asking our government to, again, fix a problem of personal protection. I've got my back. I've got your back. That gives us eyes on both sides. We ought to be okay. Let's go to the next hour, shall we? We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.